Oh, thank God you're here, and you brought the case.
I always have my case, Anthony.
Perfect.
Yeah, what is this all about? The text you sent was very vague. Like, if you need me to stab someone, I'm totally down. It would just be nice to have some context.
No, Arthur, I don't need you to stab anyone yet, okay? I'm gonna ask Winnie to be my date to Jerry's Halloween birthday bash.
You are? That's great, I guess. But what do you need me for?
Moral support.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. You'll need it if you're gonna ask her today of all days.
What's so special about today?
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Sawyer works here with Winnie on Mondays.
Who?
Sawyer. Sawyer Eastwood. Who works at the Eastwoods Cafe? You know, Winnie Eastwood's brother. Winnie's older and very protective brother. She talked about him on Saturday. You know, the one you said sucks.
Arthur, I'm trying here, but I genuinely have no idea who that person is.
You've seen him before! Okay, you know what? It's your funeral.
I don't care about anyone who works there if it's not Winnie.
Oh boy. You're in love with her, but you don't know anything about her. It's a great start, man.
Where is she?
Why don't you ask Sawyer?
Okay, Sawyer, you're saying this name. I don't know who this is. Are you? I've never heard this before in my life. Are you messing with me right now? Are you joshing me?
Oh my God, shut up, Romeo. Hey, Sawyer. Where's Winnie?
Oh, hey, Arthur. She's in the back taking her break. Why do you need her?
I want to ask her about playing some live music here.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned that the other day. Do you want me to go get her?
Actually, Arthur, let me take this. Hey there, bud. Sawyer, right? Nice to meet you, man. Can I call you Sawyer? Yeah? So, normally what happens here is Winnie lets us go back there. You know what? I'm being so rude. I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Anthony Babinski of Babinski Records. You might have seen us down the road. And this is my associate, Arthur. We are in, you know, a little bit of a band, a little bit of an Afro-Cuban jazz meets folk core kind of thing. We're really breaking new grounds here. Anyway, it's very important that we get back there, you know. And I'm sure that Winnie would be fine with it. She knows me. She knows Arthur. We're all very close. So, yeah, that's kind of just what's going to go down here. Here's my business card. And give me a call sometime.
You sure about this guy, Arthur?
Yes.
Fine, but make it quick.
Thanks, Sawyer. Damn it, I really don't know how to play the guitar. You owe me! And Winnie never lets us back here. Oh my God, I'm so screwed. Sawyer is gonna rip my head off. Now, I won't even need to fake my death. Also, what the fuck was that, Anthony? Whoa, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Put Excalibur back in the case!
Winnie is Isolt.
How do you know? Anthony, put my sword down right now!
I can just feel it, okay? You know what I mean? It's like my body is being tugged toward this place. Toward her.
So invite her to Jerry's Halloween birthday bash and give me my sword!
She deserves to know who she is.
Give it to me!
Let go!
You are acting like a crazy person, Anthony. Do you know how sharp this thing is? I've used it to cut through Dragonhide!
Can't you just let me be happy?
There are easier ways of doing this.
What are you-
Hey, Sawyer. This isn't what it looks like.
I don't even know what this looks like. Was that in your guitar case? Do you even play the guitar?
I play football?
Arthur, let me handle this. Sawyer. Can I call you Sawyer? All right, here's what's gonna happen here, all right? I'm gonna need you to turn around. I'm gonna need you to start walking. You're gonna get out of here, all right? And then we're gonna get out of here. And then this is never gonna be talked about.
Oh my God, give that to me. I'm calling the police.
I cannot in good faith night search
this my dear friend Tristan Steele himself, princess. Lovely to meet you, my lady. lady. King Mark would not react kindly to
There's
you.
Still time for you to journey to your betrothed.
Honestly,
are you sure about this?
What do you see in
there? Lady Isolde, watch as I defeat your lover in a friendly competition.
True and faithful love is an uncommon occurrence.
I have come to fetch you from my uncle, the King of Cromwell, your betrothed. Nothing on earth or in heaven will keep us apart. I will love you until my dying breath, and even then, I will love you from beyond the grave.
What just happened?
No way.
Sawyer?
Tristan?
Isolde?
Tristan, it's me. You found me. You finally found me.
I can't do this, I'm sorry.
Anthony!
Tristan? Come back.
I think I'm making some breakthroughs on more nights.
Really? Do you know if it's her?
I barely know anyone's real name at this point. Finding out who someone was? Well, they have to figure that out for themselves.
Alright.
Who have you cracked?
Someone in Vegas, I think. I'll probably need a few more days to be sure, but it looks like we'll be heading out soon.
That makes sense. You've been here for almost a month.
We had to give you some time with us and Excalibur to get your memories worked out.
And we had to make sure you were safe, Aunt.
I thought Lynn did the magic computer thing to fix that.
She did, but you never know.
It's basic hacking and computer software. Stop talking to Elliot about it so much. And hold on. What would you do if we were in danger, King Arthur?
Lynn, obviously, I would use my sword, right?
Right.
And do you know how?
I would probably just stab?
Oh, I think that would work, actually.
God, we need to get you some fencing lessons or something.
You should also probably get him some guitar lessons. Everyone thinks you play because you carry that case around everywhere. That might come back to bite you in the ass someday.
Eh, I doubt it.
So, what are you guys doing after this?
I'm gonna go watch Secondhand Lions with Elliot.
It's my favorite movie.
No, I mean after you're done with all of this.
We're going to Vegas, remember?
No, oh my god. I mean, once you find everyone, once you protect all the people on that list, what will you do?
Oh. I haven't really thought about that. I mean, I promised my mom I would go to college after my gap year.
Me too.
So, school, I guess? God, that sounds so normal after all this.
And what about us? The rest of us?
You mean the knights?
Yeah. I know you said that we're all our own people now, that we have lives to live, but if the others are like me, you're gonna have a pretty loyal army on your hands, Arthur.
No. No, no, that's the last thing I want.
Well, maybe not an army, but it feels like something big is happening. Like the universe is pulling us all together. I mean, you had to come back to do something, right?
I guess.
Then we're here to help. The ones you've met and the ones you haven't. That must be why we came back too.
But he's still in high school.
And when I'm done, I'll follow you wherever you go.
Guys, I appreciate it. I do. And I won't ask you not to do this if you think it's right. But I will ask you to think it over. Please. Just give it some time. Then we can all figure out what to do when this ends.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. As soon as we find the last night, I am going to have one hell of a celebratory buffet dinner.
Oh, I am so there.
Friday Night Fights.
Do you think he's gonna cry?
Honestly, I'll probably be the one crying.
I know. I was talking about you.
Lynn, sometimes it's okay to show an emotion besides annoyance.
Or crime.
Crime isn't an emotion.
I don't know. I think I've felt crime before.
So this is it, huh? You guys are leaving?
Unfortunately.
Who did you find?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
But it's not her?
I don't know, Anthony.
Well, I do love surprises. You'll keep in touch, right?
Of course. You're one of us.
And you'll keep us updated, yeah?
And let our Snapchat streak die? Never.
Good. And I want to know how your chemistry test goes.
You'll be the first.
Good. And if anything weird happens...
I'll Snapchat you.
You'll call me.
Yes, I'll call you. Tell me my mom.
Excuse me?
Nothing. No, there's nothing.
No, what'd you say?
I said you sound like my mom.
Yeah? Well, I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. It's my fault you're in this mess.
I was born like this. You didn't do anything.
Right. Actually, can I ask you something?
Shoot.
Are you happy we told you? Do you regret remembering?
No. I don't think so. I know enough to protect myself now.
But you said it yourself. Your heart hurts now that you know about Isolde.
But that's the thing. I know her now. I remember her. If I didn't, I might not even get the chance to find her. And I'm glad I remember you.
Really?
Of course. You know I've never trusted anyone as much as I trust you.
That's flattering. I mean, thank you, but you don't have to.
Well, get over it, because I'm not going to stop.
All right, yeah. Hey, do you want to ride to school before we leave, champ?
It's all right. It's just around the corner. You guys probably have to get going anyway if you're going to make it to Vegas in time.
That's true. We should get there by tonight. Think I know where he's going to be.
Well, it looks like you're good to go then. Go easy on him, will you?
Of course.
No promises.
Promise me you'll tell me as soon as you find her.
You'll be the first. Now come here. Give me a hug.
Thanks for everything. For coming back.
It wasn't my choice.
You don't know that.
I'll see you again soon, okay?
As soon as possible.
Hey, maybe we'll end up at the same college next year.
That's not a bad idea, Arthur. Bye, guys. Be safe out there.
You too!
I can't believe Arthur has a kid.
What?
Dude, I think you're Anthony's new dad.
I am not!
You are a positive male mentor in his life.
Shut up, guys. I just want him to be safe.
If he sends you his chemistry test, will you hang it up on the fridge?
He's only a year younger than me.
Whatever you say, Daddy.
Wait, what are you doing? This conversation is not over. Oh, we are so talking about this when we get to Vegas.
Friday Night Fights.
I wear socks with sandals once to take the motel trash out, and you never let it go.
But that was such a dad thing to do.
It's called fashion, Elliot.
I'm not saying you didn't look like a hot, fashionable dad. I'm just saying you did, in fact, look like a dad.
Elliot, are you aware that every insult you've ever given me has also been a compliment?
My kind heart is a gift and a curse, Arthur.
Lynn, where are we going?
We're almost there.
You said that like 20 minutes ago.
I know. This asshole's bar hopping. Lucky for us, he keeps tweeting with his location on.
Oh, he's tweeting? I'm on Twitter. What's he saying?
His last one doesn't actually contain a single word. It's just a jumble of letters.
Hold on. None of us are 21. How are we going to get into a bar?
Anyone got their fake ID on them?
Always.
You guys have fake IDs?
I guess the Girl Scout troop you were in preached sobriety, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, it did. Troop leader Kathy told us in detail about how alcohol ruined her second marriage every time we sat around the campfire.
Oh my god, Troop Leader Kathy sounds like a wonderful mentor.
Okay, unless he's left his phone, he's inside this bar.
The local library. Huh, interesting name for a bar.
Elliot, you don't have an ID, so I guess just stay out here and see if he comes out.
Great, I love that plan.
Elliot doesn't know his name or what he looks like.
Well, that's true, but it's still a great plan, Lynn. It has crime, but it's not too much crime, you know?
Okay, dweebs, listen to me, because I am only going to say this once. His name is Gerard Butler.
Holy shit! What?!
And this is why I didn't want to tell you.
You mean the actor.
Lynn, am I gonna walk in there and see Gerard Butler from the 2006 box office smash hit epic period drama film 300? Is Gerard Butler a Knight of the Round Table? Oh my god, how do I look?
I know him from the Phantom of the Opera.
It's a different Gerard Butler, okay? I told you, this one's 19.
Do I still look good?
You always look amazing, Arthur.
Thanks, baby. Here, hold on to the case while we go inside.
I'll keep watch, yeah?
You got it.
Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah, I...
Woo!
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal? I think it's Devin Townsend.
Is he taking off his shirt? Oh my god, and his pants. Wow, he's got a huge... Well, I sure hope that's not him.
Arthur.
No. Are you serious? Oh, damn you, Gerard Butler!
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by C.M. Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony and Gerard Marquez as Sawyer. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.